Recordings are started.
All right. Great. Thanks so much, Kevin. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all. Welcome to the CWG on Country and Territory Names, the TLD's meeting on the 15th of December at 2100 UTC. On the call today, we have Annabeth Lang, Heather Forrest, Rosalia Morales, Timo Vomar, Yap Ackerhaus, Alexander Schubert, Susan Payne, Griffin Barnett, and Laura Watkins. We have apologies today from Maxime Alzoba. From staff, we have Bart Boswinkle, Emily Barabas, Yoke Braken, Steve Chan, and myself, Michelle Dees. As a reminder, please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and I will turn the call back over to Annabeth Lang.
Thank you, everyone. The sound is quite bad. It's the echo. Is that only for me, or how is it with you?
It's better now. It's now better.
Okay, let's see how it goes. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening all over the world. Welcome to this last conference call before the holiday. As the first issue on the agenda after roll call, we have the discussion of the poll results on how to move forward with the work of this group. Our experience when we tried to reach consensus discussing use of three-letter codes was that the members' views differed enormously. And during the open meeting in Helsinki, when other members of the community, in addition to members of the working group, attended, it didn't really change the situation. In Hyderabad, the meeting of the working group decided to launch the poll that we will discuss today. So if we start with the discussion of the poll results, as you all see, we have 20 responses in total, answering. Not too bad, but not excellent either. As we are 55 members in the working group, this is less than half of the members attending. So thank you to everyone that has submitted their view. The result among those members, unfortunately, shows that we still do not agree on the way forward. We have received 8 answers supporting all recommendations as written, 7 of those wanting a different text for recommendation 3. Of those 7, there were 6 supporting alternative B, 1 supporting none of the alternatives. So do you think it's a necessary or a need repeating the different recommendations? I would like to hear if you want us to go through it or if you are familiar with it. If so, could you do that, Bart or Emily, read them up? Seems like it's not necessary, then we just go on. So we don't know what to do forward now. I personally have received direct reactions from both the CCTLDs and government representatives outside the working group members opposing leaving the rest of the work on how to treat country and territory names as TLDs to the GNSO working group and PDP only. And I know that there is going on work separately in the GAC on the use of three-letter codes as we speak. So all suggestions on how to move forward are welcome. So it's up to you now. Can I have a hand or someone do want to speak?
Annabeth, no. Rosalia has a hand up.
Yes. Go on.
Can everyone hear me now?
Yeah, a bit.
I can't
hear you.
Can you
speak up a little bit?
Can you hear me better now? I'm on my phone, so maybe that's
a little bit better. Yeah.
Okay. Well, for the record, I'm Rosalia from .cr Costa Rica. Looking at the results from the survey, it seems that there is definitely not a consensus. We are not looking at a harmonized decision from the group. And there is obviously a lot of discussion ahead. I do not think we have reached a solution or as a group decided on a recommendation with a number of votes that support any of the recommendations as it is. So I suggest that we continue this discussion, but definitely do not suggest that this discussion is continued at the only at the GNSO.
Thank you, Rosalia. I think it's a good idea to read the recommendation just to make everyone familiar with them. Could you do that,
sure,
Emily?
Yeah, do that. Absolutely. So what we were voting on was the full package of the recommendations, of which there were four. And it was recommendation three that there was some disagreement about regarding the variation. So I'll just start with recommendation one and read them through. Recommendation one, to close the CCWG in accordance with and as foreseen in the charter. Recommendation two, the CWG unanimously recommends that the ICANN community consolidate all policy efforts relating to geographic names, as the term has traditionally very broadly been defined in the ICANN environment to this point, to enable in-depth analyses and discussions on all aspects related to all geographic-related names at all levels of the DNS. This is the only way, in our view, to determine whether a harmonized framework is truly achievable. Recommendation three. The CWG could not agree unanimously on any alternatives for recommendation three. Based on a survey poll, the majority of the members, participants of the CWG who participated in the poll, 13, expressed support for alternative C. However, this should be interpreted than anything else than a sense of the direction of travel by the limited number of members that participated in the poll. For this reason, all alternatives are included. Future work should take place with the authority of policy development process. So this looks actually like I'm just reading through. Oh, I'm sorry. Recommendation three, alternative A. Future work should take place with the authority of a policy development process under ICANN's bylaws with a clearly drafted charter or scope of work that sets out how conclusions and recommendations will inform the policy development process. This addresses a key deficiency of CWG, as it has not been made clear how this group's work can or will be incorporated in policymaking pursuant to ICANN's bylaws. Some members of the working group raised concern that the issues that are in scope for both the CCNSO and GNSO policy development processes, for example, how full names of countries and territories other than Latin scripts are dealt with, should be addressed through a coordinated effort under both processes. Alternative B, to ensure that the conclusions and recommendations of a CWG will at one point have the authority of a policy developed through the relevant processes under ICANN's bylaws, future work should take place with a clear view on how this work at some point will reach the authority of a policy developed as or relates to and provides input to formal policy development processes. With regard to the subject matter, the use of country and territory names as TLDs, the CWG notes that this should be defined with respect to both the CCNSO and the GNSO policy development processes. Due to the overlapping definitions used under existing policies, additional policy developed by one group has an effect upon the policy developed for another group. This may be achieved through a clearly drafted charter or scope of work that sets out how these policy development processes will be informed. This addresses a key deficiency the CWG has encountered, as it has not been made clear how the group's work can or will be incorporated in policymaking pursuant to ICANN's bylaws. Alternative C, future work should clearly align with ICANN policy development processes and should have a fully clearly drafted charter or scope of work that sets out how conclusions and recommendations will inform ICANN policy development. Recommendation four, future policy development work must facilitate an all-inclusive dialogue to ensure that all members of the community have an opportunity to participate, Again, we believe that this is the only way to determine whether a harmonized framework is truly achievable. So that's the full package.
Thank
of
you very much.
With the three alternatives. Sure.
Thank you. So if we follow the input from those supporting recommendations 1, 2, 4, but wanting a different language for recommendation 3, we should listen to those 6 supporting alternative B. We then end up with 2 that abstain, 3 that do not support anything, and 1 person supporting 1, 2, and 4, but not 3. So still, I wonder if we really have a quorum to say that we can defend going forward with this recommendation. We have only 14 members supporting 1, 2, and 4. And as for the recommendation 3, only 8 supporting it as it is, and 6 with alternative B. And out of a total of 55 working group members, I find it difficult for us to really recommend this. So how do you see that we go forward now? I would really like input from you. Very quiet here. Heather, go ahead. Heather? Can't hear you. Hello?
Heather is typing, Annabeth. Okay. Annabeth, are you still there?
I'm here. Can
okay.
you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I'm here.
May I make a suggestion? If you go back to some of these recommendations, and what is interesting is, and at one point, and I think that's a major concern, if you would go back to the language of recommendation 2, you see that, say, we had 2 readings of recommendation 2 sometime in September, October time frame. At this stage, now with this poll, which is probably is just a consultation, not definitive, it's taking a bit of the temperature of the room, you see people are, one way or the other, moving away from recommendation 2 again as well. So if we keep on going this way at infinitum, say probably you will see changing majorities and changing minorities. So may I suggest that we first update the recommendations to the extent that we strike words like unanimously at this stage, because that's clearly not appropriate anymore, and it distracts. So that's one. Secondly, that that we as staff include the poll and come back to you with a suggestion how to phrase this, because I think if you would go back to the poll, there is at least a, I would say, 75% of the poll, and therefore of the active participants in the working group, a large majority who feels that, say, recommendation 1, 2, and 4 are appropriate. And we should, one way or the other, it shows a understanding, desire, however you want to call it, from that group that we move forward and on the path of recommendation 1, 2, and 4. There is clearly no consensus or a large majority of people who responded in support of any version of recommendation 3, and maybe that should be recorded as such in the interim paper as well, and then say have on a next call just check whether people are comfortable with the language and then publish this for public comment, because I think that's the only way that say to break the stalemate of where we're at this stage and moving this and breaking this open and making it clearer to the community, say this path of this CCWG is more or less a dead-end street. So we as a broader community should think about alternative ways of dealing with this. And I think that's the bottom line message of all the, if I look at the statistics and the way people responded, of the respondents. So is hand it back to the chartering organizations or at the end, and say first consult the community about it, the larger community, then hand it back to the chartering organization and tell them, and the broader community, and tell them this way, and the manner in way which this CCWG was structured, and the various interests, etc., is not a way forward. We need to come up with an alternative. Sticking within the mandate of this group will not resolve the issues we are facing right now. Thank you. I hope that was.
Thank you, boss. I think that is absolutely worthwhile going on this way, because it's quite kind of worrisome that only 14 of 55 have answered. So in ordinary ways, this is not a quorum. It's less than one third. So that's not good. So I agree. I don't think that we can obtain any results with the mandate we have. How is it with you, Heather? Have you resolved it? No. That's too bad. Anybody else that want to raise their voice? Or do we think that the BART suggestions of going forward is acceptable? Heather is typing. Okay. Okay. Rosalia supports BART suggestion. I think we have to hear what Heather has to say. Okay. Should we try to go on the next item in the agenda, the discussion on modification of recommendations? If anyone has some suggestions, I think it's more or less going into each other, item 2 and 3, and now that Bart has suggested what he has, we have to go forward with the interim paper. So it might be nothing else to say, actually. It is awfully quiet today.
Annabeth, this is Bart again. Let's check if Annabeth or if Heather is able to attend the call.
Yeah, we wait for Heather. Yeah, I agree.
And if not, then we have an early evening, which is nice once.
Yeah, well, here it's 10:30, and I just finished another conference call, so that's fine. That's fine with me.
I think the only way
forward now is to really make it known in the interim report what we have, what responses we have had, and I think it also is appropriate to say the quorum, how many people are a member of the working group and how many responded, because it's not an enormous number. So what do we really have to give? Even if within that small number, it's not consensus.
Heather is back. Heather, please try again.
Okay, good. Good.
Thanks, Bart. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There
yeah,
you are, Heather. Go ahead.
Great. So a couple points, and sorry, they built up as I've struggled with the phone. First of all, I guess I'm a bit sorry we are where we are, given that we had a face-to-face meeting in Hyderabad, and the results of the survey don't really reflect the mood in the room in Hyderabad. So I guess I agree wholeheartedly with Bart that if we continue down this path, I think we're going to move farther away from agreement rather than closer to it, and that's not where we want to be. I don't, Annabeth, agree with you that that this is a point to be making about the number of people who filled out the survey. As you and I well know as co-chairs, we've had, let's say, only a fraction of the registered members of this group participate in our meetings on a regular basis. So I was quite pleased to see that 20 had responded. There are some names on that list that we've never seen. So I don't think that's necessarily a problem that we ought to worry about. Is it a problem that we haven't had huge numbers of people throughout the lifetime of this group? Well, that's a different story. But I don't feel that we're necessarily in a difficult spot based on the numbers and responses to the surveys. I also think that this suggestion of Bart's is an excellent one, and indeed it reflects much of the approach that we took in relation to the study group as well. We didn't come to a fully unanimous view on some of the points and the conclusions we reached in the study group, and there are ways around that, let's say, in terms of we can have minority reports or we can have, you know, folks on either side of these recommendations in recommendation 3 submit statements as to why they have concerns. I think that's probably not captured in this report, and it would be helpful to do so. So anyone who feels that a particular articulation is preferable could perhaps append a statement to this so that whoever reads our report would have some understanding of the context of the outcome and not simply the outcome. I'm not sure that the outcome is reflective of the whole story, and as someone who picks up this document and looks at it as to you know, in some future time, they certainly won't trouble themselves to review all of the transcripts or recordings from our call. So I think that's perhaps a helpful way forward. I think Bart's suggestion as to tinkering with the wording here in all senses is a good one. I picked up in the chat a phrase in recommendation 2 that I think we agreed ought to come out, just to be sure that legally we're on safe footing with our recommendations, and we go from there. But I agree with Bart's comments that, you know, too much more time in the kitchen on this one, and I'm afraid we're going to get further away. So perhaps if those who are interested want to work on a you know, come together in small teams and work on some statements explaining the context of the background rather than staff or the co-chairs trying to explain the differences. I think that those folks with differences might usefully describe those and append those to the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Very useful. I agree with you. So the way forward then, Bart, is to try to get these things into the interim paper. And since, as you said, Heather, the feeling in the room, the Hyderabad, certainly reflected some things that has not come through in these recommendations. So the best is to have an interim report and send it out for public comment, and then send it back to the chartering organizations. So if anyone has something more to say about the way forward or on any other business, I would like to hear from you.
Annabeth, may I make just one, say, nuance what Heather suggested? Or Heather, So I fully understand, say, the need to invite those people who have issues with one of the recommendations to put in a statement. Maybe it's an idea that we finalize this report as soon as possible as a staff suggestion, and then ask the members to make, if they have any issues, make a group make a, say, minority statement, and then we include it as an annex, or and we allude to it in the introduction. In this way, we will be able to close off the interim report rather sooner than wait first for the minority statements, etc. And hopefully by, say, mid-January, end of January, can publish the interim report.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. It would be good if we could finish this before Copenhagen, so that we have a result that will help to go forward after Copenhagen. Heather, is that the new arm, or?
It is, Annabeth. I'm new hand.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Can you hear? Yeah, so I agree with Bart. I guess the question in my mind is, I think we had intended to put this thing out for public comment. And if we do go out to public comment, then the question is, do we want the minority statements, or whatever it is that we're calling them, the context statements, to go into the document before it goes out to public comment, or do we perhaps want to hold them back and have a look at the public comment, reflect on those, and then perhaps make some final remarks in that regard? I think that, you know, while on the one hand it would be helpful for the rest of the world to have some context as to why we are where we are on recommendation 3, I wonder if we wouldn't all benefit from some input from the rest of the world. So, that's what's in the back of my mind, let's say, is when do we do that? I think I agree with Bart, but it's a matter of timing. And in terms of finalizing the report, I think I agree that ought to happen as soon as possible. So, Bart, I see your hands up.
Yeah, just in response, I think it's only fair, given again to reflect, say, the discussions over the last 2 months of disagreement, especially around recommendation 3, that the broader community understand these contextual statements in that way, and maybe ask them specifically their views on the way forward. But then they have a full picture to respond. So my suggestion, but again, it's your call. My suggestion would be to include them up front, because that offers the community also a different angles on some of the issues.
But I agree with you, because it's only fair that the discussion in this working group should be kind of shown for the rest of the public, of the community, before they make their comments, so that they are aware that we have had a lot of discussion in this working group and that we have very different views on how to go forward. That's only fair, in my view. If anyone else has something to say about this, it would be very useful. Okay, that Susan has written that I think we need to move this on, but it would be preferable to have explanatory statements put out with the version that goes to comment. Yes. Anyone else? I see no one. Heather, do you have a further comment?
Annabeth, I suppose I would ask everyone as a final view on this. It's clear that in the poll, many people voted for their most preferred option. And I thought we were going down a different path in Hyderabad, which is to say that we were voting on the compromise language. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there's any hope, if there's any benefit in asking if we can all agree on that compromise language that we looked like we were heading towards in Hyderabad. If this is where we are, then I think we get this thing out and we reflect on comments from the rest of the world and see what happens. Thanks.
Thank you, Heather. I really don't think that we can get further consensus by discussing this anymore in our group. So I see that Rosalia and Laura has agreed that it needs to include context when we go out for public comment. So in my view, this is the way forward. So as soon as we could get it out, the better. So, Bart?
Yes, I know what I've said.
Yes. Good?
Okay, we'll get back to you as soon as possible with say, an updated version for you to read and invite the, say, yeah, first of all, naturally, you have to agree on the version itself, and then invite, when we send it out, invite people to submit a contextual statement if they want to around the recommendations. And then we'll include it either, we make that clear in the as a part of the process description that we did, and all those will be included in the annex.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes, that's a good way
and
forward.
So hopefully, I hope that, say, at least the people on the call that we all, that you can agree that we should aim that we get the interim report out by mid-January. So, one more read, or we could even do it by email, over the next couple of weeks we get these comments, include them, have a final read of the interim report, and then it's ready for public comment.
Yes, agreed. I think that's a good way forward. So,
okay, thank you.
Does anyone have anything for any other business? No, silence. Then the only thing that remains is to wish everyone a season's greetings and a nice holiday, and hope you have some time to relax, even if we have to think about what we will put into the report. So I think, Bart, that you're right. We have a short call today, and that is okay. Alexander Schubert is typing, and Laura, let's see, no, only bye. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sam.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
Okay, thank you. Again, the meeting has been adjourned. Operator, please stop the recording.